Okay, so a nice receptive, meditative position. Everybody. Letting yourself come into that center place, that quiet receiving place, place inside of you that says yes to receiving, that says yes to your divine, to the beingness, to the all that is, to the resting in that place of not doing, but that place of love, resting in a place of love, the love that you are, the love that you came with, the love that you leave with. The love that you share with the family. The love of the entourage. And the love of the one that honors the human experience that we share. And that is the love and the honoring of Kryat.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Quite often, the messages we would give at the end of a two-day seminar, and especially the second day, would be personal. We know that many listen after the fact, including those who are here. But I want to make this for those in the room, especially those in the room. We shouldn't have to say these kinds of things, because the energy speaks for itself and discernment is king. But we say them anyway. In this room, there is so much activity that you cannot see. It stretches your belief system, dear ones, to think that as you sit there, there's more going on than you know. One of the energies that is so important, that is the catalyst for everything you came for or thought you came for, is belief. It also is the setup of why you came. How open are you for what truly is here, not what you thought was here? How open are you for what might be here that is beyond what was presented by the humans on the stage? Is it possible you were brought here to be worked on by those you cannot see? What does your belief say? Is it okay or is it not? Is it ridiculous? Is this real? I wish we could open you up right now to the love that we feel for you. It would cancel all of the doubts and the fears in the room. Immediately you would lift that which you carry around as a bias of what you're taking away from here. If you could feel the care of the creative source for you right now, you'd see a bigger picture, a much bigger picture. One of the questions, a good one, that was asked is, it's one thing to do something in a seminar when you get home, it's another. And I could tell you the reason, dear ones, and its belief. What I wish I could do right now, but that takes free choice from you, what I wish is that you could feel so strongly the care that God has for you. We know your name. We know your soul. On purpose, there is a veil for you to pull away. On purpose. And I ask you, how are you doing so far? What is your belief about what is taking place at this moment? Do you believe that there are entities or angels or whatever you call them that you cannot see that are around you? Dear ones, there is a multidimensional world just filled with energies that know your name. It cannot touch you when you have an attitude. They can't touch you if you have disbelief or fear. They have to be invited. Before you came and walked in the door, did you invite them to drop your bias? Did you invite them that you could get out of your shell for just a little while and feel these things that are here to be felt? Maybe you didn't think about it. Maybe this is for the future. Did you decide before you came in what you were going to learn or not learn? Are you seeing this event as something here and you are there? Or do you understand that there's something far larger here for you? We know your name. We know what you face. We know the disappointments that you have, the joys that you have. We know what you're trying to do. How does it feel to have an entourage? I'm not going to number them because they're not able to be counted. An entourage of energies that leave with you and stay with you and sleep with you and eat with you that can't touch you. They can't say hello. They can't say I love you. They can't tell you who you are. All they can do is sit and wait for you to ask them. That's all you have to do. When my partner, in complete and total disbelief, one who made fun of the New Age and all the things around it, when this man was perplexed with a problem and sat down in the chair, and the only way he could know any kind of truth was to make the request, an unbeliever, linear to the max. And he said the words, if you're there, show me. And we filled his heart with love, and tears ran down his cheeks. It didn't convince him. In fact, he was angry. He said we were controlling him. But there was something there. And the engineer, he couldn't leave it alone. There was something there. He sat in the chair and something happened. Now that's a puzzle, isn't it? It's outside of the purview of his training, of his box of reality. He got a result because he then flippantly said, show me. And he meant it. He was ready to change his belief. And he did. We stood next to him all his life and knew the potentials of what he would do. For more than 40 years, more. Walked with him, slept with him, watched him cry, watched him laugh. Went to school with him. He never said anything. Just like you. This is the system, dear ones, of the old soul. You're here in a quest to learn things. Hopefully, you didn't make up your mind before you came in what the things were you're going to learn. Because you don't know what you don't know. What if what you're going to learn was never presented on the stage? But it is now. If you will release the bubble around you and let God come in, that's family. And you'll recognize it right away. You'll go home with it. It'll fill you with such a different feeling of peace that at home, when you sit in the chair and say, I'm here, or you meditate, you'll immediately have invited us to take your hand, to start working with you on a way that's not academic, that's not intellectual. It's right at the heart. You see, you're connected to us fully, every minute of the day. And this is what we wanted to teach you right now as we sit in the chair. Maybe it's why you came. We're connected. It doesn't matter your gender, your old soul, you've been here before. What is the system? What do you really think is the system? Is it you trying to figure it out, or is it you trying to let us in? You don't have to figure anything out. You really don't. You don't. All you have to do is to open your heart to something bigger that you don't know about. And in will come synchronicity that takes you places, that pushes you around, that you know loves you. And you start walking a path where you literally turn around and say, I love you too. You start to feel it so much that there's a bigger force in this universe than you or this planet or governments or events. It's bigger than all of that, and you are walking in the middle of it, old soul. The very cycles of the planet and life itself is part of the energy that you carry with you as an old soul. It is. It's not academic. You can't write it down. It just is. And pretty soon you start to realize you're not alone. You're just not alone. Ever. And soon it will dawn upon you that we have taken your hand and we're not going to let it go. Because you gave us permission. You see, we are not linear. And once you let us in, once you give permission, once you start asking for us to be around you, it's not like 3D where things fade and go away with time. We're always there. This is the beginning of what you came for. For then the teaching begins. Whatever was presented here pales in comparison to what you're going to discover by yourself when you walk with God. That is the answer to every question you have. And it starts with having peace. Peace over all of the things in your life, no matter what the issues are. Peace that this is being worked on, that there's synchronicity in your life, that we love you enough to take care of you. And you don't have to do it yourself. Some of you are fresh from the hospital bed. I know who's here. And felt our presence. Help get you through it. Some of you are fresh from other situations or dramas. We got you through it. You don't have to do this alone. Timing is everything. Stop being impatient. Wait for the synchronicity. And know that no matter what it appears to be, the love of God is going to give you a benevolent outcome to everything in your life. Sometimes it doesn't appear that way because in linearity, you've already decided what you think the solutions are. You didn't get what you thought, and so you walk out disappointed. You don't give any credibility to the fact that there may be some things you don't know about. People you haven't met yet. Things that perhaps haven't been discovered or you haven't discovered that are coming down the line that have your name on them. Did you ever think of that? We know who's here. We know who you are. And it's personal. It's personal. You see, at the end of life, and it will be there, a deja vu for all of you when you take your last breath. It's so filled with fear, grief, disappointment, the potential of dying, and those around you. And then almost in a split second, even before your body is cold, there is an awakening at a level you are even unaware of that said, I remember this. It's fine. Boy, I can hardly wait for the party. You got to deal with who's left behind. That's the hardest thing. You got to love them. You got work to do, but you're just fine. Because you're eternal, and because you're my family, and I'm yours family, and you're part of the creative source, it really is true. After death, there is life. In fact, earth is temporary. The real deal is when you're not here. That's the real deal. And then you return. We told you before that that's changing. That's new, real new. That when you awaken again, something inside has greater wisdom, efficiency, if you wish, higher consciousness, and even as an infant, when you open your eyes and you see the lights, you remember, ah, yeah, deja vu. Been there, done that, you're back. It's a cycle of love. Holding your hand right now, trying to make you understand that there is beauty in the system. We know who you are. There is synchronicity at hand. You can push that envelope all you want to because you're in control of what you think is reality. You push the bell-shaped curve, make it what you want to, create luck. That's what you're here to learn. But none of it's going to happen unless you believe it. You will come and go and come and go and come and go to places like this. If you're in judgment of it, non-belief on the fence, and once you commit, it's a whole different world. So I'm going to say to you, dear brother, dear sister in love, our hand is out. It's up to you. You believe it or not? Are you going to commit it or not? Once you start on the path, we're always there. There could be no simpler, greater message that the fabric of the universe is made of love and compassion, and that the lesson for humanity is how to use it, take it, create it, show others what it is. It goes beyond doctrine, rules, knowledge, all the things that you've come for can be synthesized as part of the love of God. I want you to go from this place carrying this message in your heart, in your brain, in your intellect. And if you didn't get it and you didn't understand it, you can call upon it again, because we're always next to you, always, and always will be. Till the last breath, the curtain comes away, and you see our smiles and we see yours, and we celebrate another lifetime in love. And so it is.